Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, Revolution Radio freedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace... Stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Keith AZ Live. This is Keith AZ Live on Revolution Radio, 100% listener supported. You, the listeners, are the reason that we're in, I believe it's our 12th year now. I've been with the network a decade. I've been with the network as of... I don't remember the exact date when I started being a host, but I know it was the fall of 2013. So I'm right around a decade now being a host on the network, and that is thanks to you, the listeners that support this network. So please take a few moments and go to the support tab on Revolution.radio, freedomslips.org, or freedomslips.net, and make a donation, big or small. Keep us on the air. It's this type of alternative news that educates us because we know we're being lied to by the mainstream media. That was clear to me way back in the 1970s when I saw a couple of UFOs and I said, okay, these so-called authority figures are lying to us. So we need to investigate and try to make sense of this crazy world we're in. Anyway, so welcome to the show. I want to say, first of all, I've been blocked from the chat room. I have no idea why. I barely post on it. Most commonly, I'll say thanks, everybody, for your kind words, about the show. maybe I'll say a few things. I have no idea why I've been blocked. I don't understand. I've sent a text out to the... Wonderful management team on this network to try to figure out what I can do to deal with this. I'm really going to need to wait for them. The block says, oh, well, you can email and say, I've got to get behind the scenes to the management that has a back door into this and, see what the hell's going on. I have no idea why I'm blocked. I mean, seriously, I'm a pretty small fish in a big pond here. you know, it's one thing to be blocked on YouTube if you said COVID was a bioweapon that either was leaked or deployed from a bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China. But it's another thing, you know, when just in the chat room, seriously. And it's very unfortunate because I love interacting with you all, and so many of you have wonderful comments, but I apologize. Tonight, I can't see them. Tonight, I won't be able to respond to your comments. Now, I've got, which one? Oh, I've got revolution.radio booted up. So we'll see, you know, it does sort of show the comments. I don't know how fast they're updated or anything, but I won't be able to. Well, let's see. I don't know. Maybe I can. Let me just try. Can I make any comments that way? No. No. There's nothing I can do. So I can't make any comments in the chat, and I don't know how fast this is updated or anything like that. It does appear that on that front page that it does have relatively new comments. But anyway, I don't even know. Seriously, do you guys think I should be banned from the chat room? Have I been... using harsh language or saying anything in there? No, I barely, you know, that most I say, oh, thank you, or whatever. I don't even know what to say about that. All right. So enough whining about that. I'll continue to pester the management team. Because theoretically, they should have a back door and be able to unblock me because I really like monitoring the chat as I do a show. And, you know, I think that's an important part of, you know, communicating to get feedback from you guys. So it's very annoying, but... it's not nearly as annoying as what's going on in the greater world today. God, I hardly know where to start with the news. Let me look at my notes. Well, let's start with the alien bodies. I don't know how many of you saw this story. A few stations covered it. A few, you know, but it's not, you know, this... Okay, so what are the two biggest questions in the world today? What do you guys think? Well, I would suggest the two biggest questions as far as just our own existence goes, right? You know, cutting down, going right to the core of reality. Is there a God and are we alone in the universe, right? Let's think about that for a second. Let's unpack that a little bit. Is there a God? Many would tell you no. It's just total random events that life formed and all that. And others of us, such as myself, would say, hey, the fact that there is creation, the fact that we have a universe, is proof that there is a creator. Where did this come from? You know, you got the Big Bang Theory. Well, where did the Big Bang come from, if you even believe that? And I personally don't. I don't think, and I don't believe the steady state universe either. I believe it's an evolving universe from the mind of God, and that this being this creator being illuminates us every 10 trillionth of a second, or whatever the frequency is. Cliff Eye thinks it's up in the gigahertz, which is pretty damn fast. What is it? That's a billion times. A gigahertz is a billion times a second, right? I don't know if he's correct on that, but I know that reality does blink. One of the subjects, we'll see if I get to it tonight. I never get to all my notes, but I don't have very many tonight, which is just because I'm lazy, to be honest. Just telling you the truth. You know, it's hard to do a show all the time, but I try. So we'll have some fun and explore these ideas. But, you know, as best as I can figure out, what happens is we have this cycle. And Cliff High, again, you know, he's kind of a curmudgeon, and he dislikes a lot of people that I think are legit. And then he also dislikes a lot of people that I think are questionable. You know, so, you know, let's be real about this. You know, I think he does have legit criticism or inquiry into people that I think we should be skeptical of. And, you know, Corey Good is a prime example. You know, where's that guy gone right now? He seems like a sweetheart, but then he sues people saying he invented the secret space program, which came out before him. I mean, that's, if you're on the up and up, why are you litigious? Why are you suing people? You know, that doesn't sound like something that... Now, it'd be one thing if you were suing people to defend yourself. But it's a whole nother thing if you're attacking people because you want to own a copyright on the term secret space program or whatever the hell it was. For me, I don't know. In my opinion, he's disqualified. Right? All right. Yeah, I don't want to just pick on him. When I look at him psychically, he seems very genuine in his beliefs. So he really believes his story. Is it true or not? I'm very skeptical. You know, I do believe that... there is a secret space program, and it would make sense that some people are kind of deprogrammed and have come out to talk about it. I don't know. I just don't think that's a tactic you should take to legitimize your reality in terms of suing Cliff High. And Cliff High won his court case with him. This is... why? What? You know, really? If you're all of the light and love and, you know, bringing a new reality into the world, that you're gonna... I don't know. Listen, maybe he's right. You know, maybe... maybe Corey Good is totally on the up and up. And there's real good reasons for what he did. Does not look like it from my perspective, and I'm pretty good on this stuff. I recently had an interaction with Patty Broussard, who has been on the show a number of times, and of all the guests I've had on, I've gotten the most reaction regarding her information. And on both sides, many people saying, why the hell are you having this fraud on? And the other side saying, you know, well, I shouldn't say the other side. I should say other people saying that, wow, this is super interesting, right? She was telling me that, and I'm mad about this a little bit because my friend Christine will no longer contact me now because she's believing what this person is saying, and then I'm all of a sudden a bad guy. And Christina and I have known each other, I don't know, what is it, a year and a half or 2 years now, or maybe more? God, time goes by so fast, doesn't it? I don't even remember. It seems like just yesterday it was 1982. Isn't time going by too fast? Oh, man. But so anyway, so Patty Broussard, what she told me on this conversation was that, okay, so all these illegal military-aged young men are going to be activated this fall. And not only that, the mountain range, and I should have asked her, is she talking about the Appalachians or the Rocky Mountains, or what mountain range is it? But they're all of a sudden going to get active. And so we're going to have big trouble, like, coming up right suddenly. And I told her, I said, you know what? My intuition is that you're wrong on this. And I think there's some ego involved here. She's, oh, no. You're a bad guy now. Who do you listen to? What is, you know, I said, hey, man, you know, I listen to my higher self primarily. Yes, I listen to other physical and non-physical beings. And I have a wonderful guide, Lyrian, who's just like off the charts, high vibrational energy. And so I've got, you know, in that sense, I have a real insider into the deeper levels of reality. But do I know everything? No. I'm just another dude here. Man, I try to do my best and sort this out. It's quite a complex web. Try to put the pieces together and see what's going on. I'm really annoyed that I can't get in the chat room. I'm going to try again here. Let's see what it says. You are blocked. Why have I been blocked? How do I resolve this? Oh, man. Are you kidding me? What? God, I barely post in the chat. The only thing I could guess is somebody decided that listen, I don't even know. Maybe somebody decided that I shouldn't be allowed in the chat room. A host on the network, by the way, that this chat room supports, not just a you know, a listener, not to belittle you. I know that sounded bad, but what I'm saying is, you know, I'm one of the people that is a host on this very network that the chat room supports. I'm a host. Why am I blocked? I don't know, man. We'll see. I'll see if anybody in management can help me. Theoretically, they should be able to, being that the network, your donations are what go into supporting the bandwidth and the having the chat room. That costs money, you know. There's a exchange of currency involved here. and see what the hell's going on, because that doesn't make any sense why I would be blocked. I don't even barely... Was it somebody malicious, or is it that we're coming into a real, I don't know, hardcore change here? And I've been targeted somehow. I don't know. Like I said, I'm a pretty small fish in a very large pond. I don't see why I would be specifically targeted, except that, you know, what I will say, so I've been accurate. You know, I've got a real history over a decade of being a broadcaster. And what I've told you, you know, it's been pretty right on. You know, I can tell you there are mistakes I've made. I did not think Russia would attack Ukraine. That's one, you know, very, very clear example of where I was wrong. And I admit that on air. I mean, why wouldn't I? Hey, you know what? I tried, you know, my analysis was wrong on that, and I admit it openly. Why wouldn't I? This is part of being truthful and being legit. Is when if something that you know I said on air turned out to be false, well, I'm going to own it. I'm going to step up to the plate and say, "Yep, well, I didn't see that coming, and I didn't." But speaking of Ukraine, now that I've brought that up, let's talk about that for a minute. The Russia-Ukraine war, what's happening as best as I can figure out, and I'm using a combination of my own intuition but also a lot of fantastic reporting, particularly by the Duran, which you can find on Rumble. I'm sure they're on some other channels too, like probably Odyssey or BitChute or whatever. I don't know. But those guys are very good. I'll bet you a lot of you listen to them. God, it's so annoying not to be in the chat room right now, because I bet you I would be seeing a lot of you make comments on this. Ah, man, let's try refreshing this. I'm going to refresh the revolution.radio homepage, and then I'm going to try joining again. You are blocked. Sorry, you have been blocked. The hell? Why am I blocked? Do any of you all listening think I should be blocked from being in the chat room? Have I been a troll? Have I been used hurtful language? Oh, man. I barely say anything in the chat. I'm like, oh, okay. Now, listen. I'll tell you what, in the past I have. In the past, I've had trolls come in. I've been called like a CIA mouthpiece and stuff, or whatever, criticisms or, you know, stuff like that. And in the past, I used to react defensively, and I'd go, no, I would react in and attack back. And nowadays, I just could, of course, nobody does it anymore, probably because I don't react anymore. Nowadays, I'm just like, oh, well, that's thanks for your opinion. You know, that's all good. Think what you want. You know, I'm pretty sure those of you that are connected to reality know that I'm straight up. I mean, I use my real name. I I've told you where I live. You know, this does not sound like some kind of op, at least as far as I've seen it before. You know, there would be a lot more skullduggery involved, right? But I just tell you straight up, you know. And I think it's clear to anybody that has a couple neurons to rub together, anybody that has a IQ over room temperature, knows that, you know, I just tell it like I see it, you know, give you the best as I can figure out on this stuff. And I've been pretty correct on this. And, so I'll tell you, you know, speaking of that, let's talk about, so I broached Ukraine. We'll come back to that in a few minutes. Let me go ahead and, give you some, predictions. Okay. Prediction. It does not look like Joe Biden will be the Democratic nominee for president, right? Not ruling it out, totally, okay? It just seriously looks like stuff is mounting against him. And so let's talk about that for a minute. What just happened earlier today? Well, Hunter Biden, his son, Robert Hunter Biden, his first name is Robert, actually, just so we are clear about who we're talking about. And remind you, his first name is not Hunter, that's his middle name. His first name is Robert Hunter Biden, the son of our current person who is taking the stage as the president of the United States. You know, I qualify that in that way because I don't think Joe Biden is in charge of anything right now. I think what we're presented with on the media stage is someone who is cognitively challenged. If that's really what's going on, there's no way he's making any decisions. His handlers just tell him, sign this and say that, you know, and step here. And he still can't even follow that. There was a recent medal award ceremony, and I forget all the details about it, but he says, okay, here's this Medal of Valor or whatever it was, and then he just walks away. He's in conference with world leaders, and he says, oh, I'm just going to go to bed. I mean, we got on and on. I mean, there's examples. People have put together takes of all his gaffes, and you know, this you could do it for 2 hours, and after the first 2 minutes, you'd be like, all okay, this guy, he's not running anything, clearly. Joe Biden is not our president. He's technically the person they say is president, but he ain't running anything. I don't think anybody – I mean, how many people – you know, I guess if I was on CNN, well, yes, Joe Biden is president and he's making policy. No, he's not. Are you kidding me? I think for this audience, I think you guys all know Joe Biden is not pulling the strings. His days are over on that. Yes, it's a crime family that's gone on and on. We now have his son, Robert Hunter Biden, being indicted on three federal felony gun charges, which, if you were a conservative, you'd be facing serious time. If you're a Democrat and son of the current figurehead for the regime, he'll probably get parole, right? I don't know. What do you think? Oh, you know, listen, I am watching on revolution.radio, and so I can see, but I can't respond to anything, but I do see somebody said, who 86 you, Kaz? I don't know. This is really weird. By who 86 do, that means that who put the thumb on you, who pushed you or assassinated you or whatever, who put the hit on me. I have no idea. It is so weird. After all these years, all of a sudden, I can't get into the chat. So I'll continue to ask management to help me with this. For all I know, they'll say, we don't know what to do. But theoretically, that they pay for the management, your donations go to pay for the servers and the electricity and all the things that go into and all of us, by the way, none of us are paid. Even the general manager, Ahmad Painter, who, if anybody, should get some remuneration from the wonderful job he does, it would be Ahmad Painter. I think all of the management, me as a lowly host, I don't, I'm happy to do this. I love doing this, but I really think the I wish the donations were at such a level that especially a Mad Painter could be paid for all his efforts, because it takes a lot of time and energy. And he, if anybody, deserves it. But so does Mr. Rowe, so does Willow, so does all the other wonderful people behind the scenes here that make this happen. I wish they were getting some, that's the vision of the show creator, this venue, this station creator, Mike Ringley, envisioned and manifested with his hard work. These all the wonderful management team does it out of love, and that's so beautiful. I just think they should be paid. I don't need anything. Yes, if it turned out this got so popular, I got some cash back. I would not be opposed to that. But God, I have no idea how it happened that I got blocked. I really am not active. Another thing is we have a host chat, and I barely comment on that as well. I really haven't been doing anything other than trying to get my own life better. What did I do today? Well, I got my weed whipper going and mowed the the front here. So like last year, I got this. They actually have here in San Angelo, Texas, which is where I'm at. I tell you the truth about where I live and what my real name is. I don't use any kind of sneaky name. Oh, I'm some kind of I'm the Star Chaser from Octurius, and I have, whatever, No, I'm just straight up, man. Here I am. Keith Roberts, living here in San Angelo, and if there's any stalkers out there, you can find me easily. You may find that you've got a 12-gauge surprise if you want to bug me. I am armed and dangerous, and this is Texas. I have the right to defend myself, so I don't recommend it, I've never had any problem all these years. You know, I've always been open about who I am, and all these other people are like trying to veil their identity and stuff. And I just straight up, nobody's ever bugged me. The only thing I've gotten has been emails from people saying, you know, asking questions, and I welcome that. Yeah, man, that's really beautiful. It's only been good. This is the first time I've ever had any, and maybe it's because we're heading into the 2024 election. You know, it may be something along those lines. They do not want Trump in office again. No. You cannot have Trump come back. Years have been very informing about the crimes and the gravy train that both Republicans and Democrats have been enjoying, and Trump's gonna shut it down. You can't keep stealing money. I don't care if you're Mitch McConnell or Charles Schumer. I don't care if you're oh, God, what's that idiot from California's Adams? Adam Schiff. I don't care who you are. The gravy train's got to stop. And so this is what, in conjunction with the three felony indictments of Robert Hunter Biden on gun charges. Is he going to do any time? I doubt it. I don't think he should. I think rehabilitation would be. Of course, he's been through that. I don't know what is an appropriate penalty for his actions. He seems like kind of a sympathetic figure, but then I hear stories about how he's a total asshole. So, you know, karma's going to get you. You cannot escape karma. I'm going to try this. Let me try refreshing this page because on the homepage, although I can't respond, I did get to see who 86'd you, Keith. Okay, so that did refresh it. No, it still says servers is what cost. That was an earlier question. the cost for the donations is calculated in the request for what we need each month to go on. So I don't know how specifically all that stuff is dialed out, you know, what this much for that and that much for the other. But yeah, it's about $2,000 a month to keep the station operating with sufficient bandwidth that it can reach a huge audience, you know. Paying for that is, you know, it's not free, and that's pretty inexpensive for what this network is delivering. I think the management, particularly the management of our general manager, has been brilliant in keeping the costs really low delivering quite a product for what we ask in donations. So again, please do donate. Listen, folks, I've donated. I've spent money on this network. This many other hosts have as well. You know why? Because we love it. We love it. We love. I personally love all of the management in particular. And of course, I've had many fellow hosts on as well on this network. I might have had Mitchell on tonight. Lately, it's so funny. This summer in particular, it's been really weird. I've been juggling hosts. I have one host on, says they're going to be on, and they're not. And then I get them on the next week or 2 weeks later. Vinny Eastwood is one of them in particular, who I just absolutely enjoyed. He may be in jail now. I mean, I'm complaining about being blocked on the network, but that guy was facing a jail sentence, and I haven't heard an update. Bill knows him a little better. I haven't tried to contact Vinny because he's not that responsive to me. Our good friend Bill Grant may have more updated information, and on my Sunday night show, I'll see if I can get him on and ask him about Vinny Eastwood's status. Vinny Eastwood has been around for a long time. I mean, he was so sweet. He came on my show way back when, and has been a guest that I've had on from time to time over the years. And just been a really wonderful person, you know, and really has a great voice. And sharing information with us. Make sure I'm still on air. God, why is this doing that? Oh, man. Fucking computers. We still on air here, Ethan? Okay, apparently we are. I am going to take phone calls if anybody wants to join in. It looks like we still are live. Skype does these weird things. Ever since Microsoft took it over, it sucked. So anyway, let's see. There's so many threads I've got running right now. Let's go ahead and continue with the Biden administration for a few more minutes. I will be very surprised if Joe Biden even starts campaigning for a second term. You'd think right about now would be the time he would start, right? I don't think the Democrats want him. Kevin McCarthy, who I am not that big a fan of, Matt Gaetz was lambasting him about how he didn't keep... He actually did keep some, at least one of the promises that he would, you know, have the Republican majority in the House, which, granted, is a very slim majority. What is it, like 25 out of the 458 or whatever the number is of House reps? But he did keep the promise of letting them have their committees and do investigations. But Matt Gaetz was lambasting Kevin McCarthy about how he didn't keep his promises about all these things, term limits and all these other promises that they would develop legislation and present it and, you know, see if they can pass it and send it on to the Senate for approval. But Kevin McCarthy was on some interview, and as usual, the so-called reporter, I use that term loosely, not a journalist, but just a shill for the dark side. What proof do you have that Joe Biden did anything wrong? There's no evidence. Well, what about this and this and this? And he just went on and laid out all kinds of proof. Man, we got endless proof. I mean, the impeached Donald Trump for a phone call in which he said, oh, well, maybe you could do some investigation, which was totally legit because we have a treaty with Ukraine for law enforcement in terms of corruption. So this is not, you know, out of the blue that he would ask that. It's totally in line with the treaty that we have with Ukraine. So then we have Joe Biden. I believe it was at the Council of Foreign Relations, which is another non-governmental organization, NGO, the Council on Foreign Relations, which many consider to be not in our best interest. This is a globalist organization, like the WHO, the World Health Organization, like the IMF. I mean, you just go down a list of all these organizations which want tyranny, what's the Jewish one? There's just endless one. But anyway, so Joe Biden, we have him on tape going, I told him you would not get this $1 billion in loan guarantees unless you fire the prosecutor investigating Burisma, where my son is one of the board members. What does Robert Hunter Biden know about energy and does he even speak Ukrainian? They speak a different language. They don't speak Russian. It's Ukrainian. It's a different language. Does he speak Ukrainian? Does what resources does he have to bring to bear on that? Well, the resources he has to bear on that is that he's a political operative for the grift that has been going on forever. This is the real reason they don't want Joe Biden impeached, and they don't want this information coming out. And why you see on CNN, well, there's no evidence that Joe Biden did anything wrong. Just like the same lie they said, oh, well, Hussein Obama didn't do anything, Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, it was a scandal-free presidency. No, it wasn't. And these guys just go right up on, put their faces up against the camera, and they say these lies. Lies, lies, lies. People are seeing through it. And, you know, we're up to here with it. You know, we're just like going, yeah, we don't believe you anymore. Some of us, like myself, since when I saw UFOs in the 70s, I knew I was being lied to by authority figures. So I didn't trust the news all the way back, you know, quite a while ago. 50 years ago, I was going, yeah, this is BS. But here it is, right up in our broadcast networks, CNN, MSNBC. There's no evidence. I don't see any evidence, Yeah, well, there's evidence all over the freaking place. And so, yeah, Kevin McCarthy being interviewed by this ditz, I don't know how to get these people, you know. They must have a vetting program where they want to get the stupidest people ever. They said, well, there's no – yes. Okay, so Kevin McCarthy just freaking spills out a whole bunch of stuff, which is actually proven. I mean, we got the evidence. This is a fact, Jack. We have the bank they actually have the bank records, and these are viewable for public display. We've got the Hunter Biden laptop, but even before all that, Giuliani was on the War Room with Steve Bannon. And he's going, yeah, even before all this stuff came out, we already knew all this. But this is the grift that has been going on forever. And it's been going on with Republicans and Democrats. That's why Mitch McConnell is such a wuss. That's why what just happened? What's the guy from Utah? We call him Mittens. Mitch, not what's his name? Blanking on his name right now, but the governor of Utah. He just withdrew his presidential bid because he knows he'll be destroyed. The writing's on the wall. People are going, hey, you know what? I'm not having it anymore. All right, I've got some more things to talk about. I do want to talk about the alien bodies that were being investigated that had 30% non-human DNA and stuff like that, and weird-looking bodies, three fingers and stuff like that. I want to talk about the governor of New Mexico being shot down. By the way, I drove through New Mexico when I went in May. I went and got the rest of my stuff out of a storage shed in Arizona. So I had to travel through the vast deserts of Arizona on I-40 and then into Texas there. And you know what I thought when I drove through New Mexico? Man, I'm sure glad I'm live in Texas and not New Mexico. Because every city I drove through there, whether it was Arizona, Flagstaff, Albuquerque in New Mexico, Gallup, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I said, I'm sure as hell glad I don't live here. Man, I was glad I wasn't moving to that state, New Mexico. I just didn't like the energy, man. It just didn't feel good, especially Albuquerque. God, you know, it seems like a nice place. I went to a Tesla conference there once, maybe about 10 years ago or maybe a bit more, something like that. And it was okay. It was nice, but I knew where I was going, and, you know, it was cool. But, man, when I passed through there, I had to stop there for gas. You know, if my tank got around about half a tank, I would fill it up. Because on those long desert stretches, you don't know when you're going to, you know, you don't want to get low on gas on these long desert highways. And I will say this about the drive. I'm just for fun. I'm just going to try to see if I can get. I'm going to try one more time to see if I can get into the chat. This doesn't make any sense. Why am I blocked? No, sorry, you have been blocked. The hell? It would be one thing if I was posting on YouTube and giving this information, you know, because obviously that's a total state run. But I don't even say, hardly ever comment in chat, you know, other than mostly I just say, hey, thanks, or yeah, good point, or whatever. I don't even know. Oh, now, what is this? Revolution Radio Chat Room. Okay. Well, apparently I can at least on the revolution.radio see what you all are posting in the chat. But I cannot make comments. So I tried clicking on that. Powered by... No. Oh, well. Hey, you know, we'll resolve it or we won't. Chances are, I mean, I'm just guessing the management will be able to help me resolve this. And being that they pay for the service, I'll say, why is Keith blocked, you know? And it's probably some troll that made some stupid claim that is not true. So we'll see. Shouldn't be that easy to. I don't know. I don't know. All right. If you want to call in the second hour, the call in number is 928-202-4608. I'll give that out one more time. So if you need to get a pencil and paper to write it down, get ready. Okay, here it comes. Area code 928-202-4608. Be right back, everybody.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of 6 hydrocoptic Marsal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus-o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every 7th conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on public means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition 1, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Let's show them what we got now.
Listening to Keith AZ Live with Keith Roberts at revolution.radio.
I bought a toothbrush, some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes and a case. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Past the church and steeple, the laundry.
Right, we are just barely back. I stepped outside on my front porch to enjoy the night air. We finally broke in the triple digits. Man, it's been triple digits here from late May or June to just about, I don't know, less than a week ago. And it's finally getting down into the... We had some storms roll through, and it's finally down into the 90s. I know that still sounds hot, but it's a big difference. It is so much more comfortable. I went out and weed-whipped my front here so I don't get a another notice from the authority that I haven't mowed my front lawn. Which is, I'm actually okay with that, you know. And they want to keep stuff together. So, you know, the sidewalk and out in front of me, I went and weed whipped all the stuff. And then I cut a bush that was growing through the fence. I have a nice fence around my yard, which I'm really happy about. Because this is a semi-urban, it's not urban, but it's a... semi-urban. It's a fairly large city. I mean, I saw when I first moved here, it said the population was about 23,000. I think it's higher than that. A lot of people, I've watched some videos about people fleeing California, and a lot of them are coming to Texas. And again, all the areas in Texas. I'll tell you what, I'm glad I'm not in Austin or San Antonio or Dallas. This is a much nicer, much mellower city. I'm really happy here. So I walked out in my front porch and had a little bit of a cigarette and breathed in the fresh air. The air here is really good. This is one of the things I really noticed about here, especially now that it's cooled down, especially now that it's not like, I'm sorry, 107, 109 degrees. That is not happy times. Not really interested in doing yard work, you know. When it's 92 or less, that's it. Of course, we're moving into fall, so it cools down a little bit quicker, and it's getting cooler at night. But it was still pretty hot, but put my little white cap on, and I got my weed whipper going, and and had at all the growth, because it does, this is a pretty lush environment here. I don't know how many trees I have in my own yard here. I don't know, six or seven or maybe something like that. It's a nice, a lot of oxygen in the air. And here in the evening, now that it rained, just the last 3 days or so, we've had some rain here. So the air just smells really good. You walk outside and you go, oh, I like that. That is nice. And it's energizing. So that was, it's, I do really like this city. If any of you are considering moving, San Angelo, I mean, I bought my house surprisingly cheap. Yes, granted, it's needed everything. I had to do plumbing, electrical, and not done, by the way. That's actually more electrical I'm going to do before I start sealing up my walls in the kitchen. There's more plumbing I've got to do. Again, in the kitchen in particular, I got it fixed up a lot, and it's way more habitable than it was when I first got here. It was a little bit of a rough landing, but hey, you know, we do what we can and what we must, right? Needs must follow. You know, our desires as far as setting this up. So anyway, nobody's called in. I'll give in the call-in number one more time. Probably nobody will call in. That's the way it goes on my show most of the time. It is late night. I have no idea how many people are listening. It could be one or two or three, or it could be 17,000, it could be 40,000. I'm not that big a show, though, it's the point. But if you do want to join and share, it's certainly a bigger audience than I had on a lot of my guitar gigs. So funny, way back when, my mom, clairvoyance, said that I'll do better with my voice than I will with my guitar playing. I was like, but I want to play guitar. But I've certainly reached more. Although I will tell you, I've got a song. The last song I did before I moved out here, I listened to it back again I was like, you know what? This is pretty good. I've got to post it on YouTube, but I've got to post it with the best audio quality I possibly can. Because every time I've translated, because I've done this before, you know, take my songs and then translate it to MP3 or whatever format works, and it just sounds, it just loses. I don't know what it is. I guess the algorithms compress the audio to the point where it just, I don't know, it just loses so much. But then I'll listen to songs on YouTube and they sound good, you know. So I'm like, okay, well, I need to find somebody that can help me with that. If any of you can help me with that, by the way, go ahead and contact me. I'll go ahead and give my email out. If anybody can help me with posting a YouTube video of just my music, not my shows. I'm not going to post my shows on YouTube because they'll just say, no, you can't say that. You can't have that. No, Keith. On the chat, I'll be blocked in a second, probably, like so many others. If I wanted to go to Rumble, that would be another story. But I'm really not trying to promote my show. I'm not like a journalist or, you know, researcher or anything like that. I'm just here to do a show and enjoy it with you all. And I don't really have any aspirations beyond that. In fact, I never had aspirations to do this in the first place. We had, the wonderful, amazing Solaris Blue Raven on recently, and she wants to have me on her show again soon. And I told her I gotta wait till I'm feeling a little more comfortable because this heat wave here in Texas has been intense. It's been a little bit challenging, you know. You just really don't want to go outside. you know, so I told her, yeah, wait till I'm feeling a little bit more energy, and I am now, and so I'll tell her if she wants to have me on again. She is such a wonderful person, and so I'll probably do another show with her soon. I'll let her know that. Yeah, if you want to book me, I'm good now. Which will be she's already had me on twice. Which, it's a real honor. I think she's a fantastic person. And I don't think I'm that interesting. But I do have some things to say. I think she was the one who said, Keith's got to talk. You know, when I first applied to this network just to be a producer, which I found out I'm not a good producer for other hosts because I find them boring really quickly. I mean, I'm sorry. I'll just tell you, when I was producing other shows, every single one of them, it lasted for a while, and then I wanted to say, no, that's not like that, there may be some acrimony from some of them towards me. Which I don't blame them for. I'm not able to do something I'm not 100% behind. But I did. I mean, I produced a lot of shows for a lot of, for many hosts for some time. I wish them all the best. And I'm sorry. I apologize. But at least I filled in for that, those spaces, you know? At least I was there for that period when there was nobody else there. All right. Let's go ahead and give in the call. Excuse me. Let's go ahead and give in the call-in number again, if any of you would like to join. The call-in number is area code 928-202-4608. I'll give that one more time. Area code 928-202-4608. And we'll see if anybody wants to join. I was just trying to refresh the page on the chat on the revolution.radio. All right, let's get into our politics again, and then let's talk a little bit about Ukraine, and let's talk a little bit about just looking at my notes here. Bear with me. Venus? I've got that written down, too. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Novak Djokovic. I've actually, you know, of all the sports I like, I used to watch them all, Major League Baseball and NFL football and NBA basketball. I loved them back when Michael Jordan played and all that stuff. I can't watch any of them anymore except for tennis. And I'll see probably the U.S. Open Finals will be available on YouTube to watch a repeat of that. That's often been the case. You know, it may take some time. They may or may not, especially since Novak. What happened with Novak Djokovic, he actually surpassed Roger Federer, who I consider the greatest tennis player ever. And then Novak came along and challenged him, and they had many, many great battles, which one or the other won. They were pretty evenly matched, especially if you watched, I think it was the 2018 or the 2019 Wimbledon finals. I think it was the 2019 Wimbledon finals, where they went the freaking limit. And, Federer had match point on his racket. Yet Novak battled back. It was just classic. I mean, it was Andre Agassi and Pete Sampras taken to another level. It's just fun, fun stuff if you're into that. Tennis is men's tennis. Women's tennis was great. When the women tended not to wear bras. Sorry. But there was a, I think many of them were kind of a lesbian, tendency. And they kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I thought it was cool. And then all of a sudden, oh, no, you can't have that anymore. You got to wear bras and, not have, certain things kind of poking. Listen, it was just fun. And my favorite thing about women's tennis is these are wonderful, beautiful, athletic women. And the most beautiful you know, their legs, they're just so, you know, and of course we had the Serena and Venus doing such great, you know, and before that, Steffi Graf, who married Andre Agassi. It's just fun stuff. You know, I don't want to make it too extreme there. A lot of the women tennis players were not necessarily the most attractive woman, but boy, did they ever, you know, apply themselves to their craft there and do great work. And so women's tennis is fun to some degree. But men's tennis, I mean, it's got the power game. This is real, for me, much more interesting. And Roger Federer just dominated for so long. But Novak Djokovic has exceeded, I think, I don't remember, Roger Federer, I think, had 19 or 20 Grand Slam major wins, and Novak now has 24. He's become the most winning men's tennis player ever. Ever. I think Steffi Graf was the most winning as female player. I don't remember what her record was. But it was probably right around that, you know, the 20s. Djokovic might have even exceeded Steffi Graf's record as far as most Grand Slam major wins. And it's even more extraordinary because Djokovic was shut out because he said, "No, I'm not taking the vaccine." And the Australian Open said, "No, you cannot compete here unless you get the injection." And he said, "No, I got the COVIDian. I already got it and healed from it, so I have natural immunity. So I'm not taking the vaccine. You know, it's my body. I'm an athlete, and I'm taking care of my body." And so he was not, and this was a major, you know, listen, somebody of that caliber not being allowed to compete in a major tournament like that, that is seriously affects the draw, you know, because people are going to want to come to see him. And if the venue does not allow him into the arena to compete, they're dissing their own audience. Big deal. Millions of dollars. I mean, we're talking millions of dollars and revenue that perhaps could be generated. So even with him having to miss, and I don't know how many majors he missed as a result, because there was others that said, "No, you can't. You didn't get the vax. You can't come here." Well, he stuck to his guns, and now he got to compete in the U.S. Open. Just I think it was just this weekend, and won it. And then the shot of the day was posted by supported by Moderna, a vaccine pharmaceutical company, right? The irony could not be more. You can't make this stuff up, man. I'm telling you, if you tried to write this in a book, they would be like, no. That's too stupid. But here it is. This is on display for all of us to see. But what a beautiful individual. Now, I always liked Roger Federer better. Novak seemed like kind of a dick, really. But he was a young, very talented and winning young man. And the fact that he stood up to the COVID vaccine just speaks worlds about his inner character. Regardless of whatever, you know, character flaws he may have in relating to people, man, he really he crossed the he really stood up for truth, in my opinion, and demonstrated that you don't got to bow down to these authoritarians. And yet still is now the most winningest tennis player, male tennis player in history. So that's very fun. And I still love tennis. One of the interesting things about tennis is mano a mano, meaning, you know, it's like boxing. It's not a team sport, you know, unless you're playing doubles and then you got another guy. But in men's tennis or women's tennis as well, you know, it's one player against another player. So it's purely on your own efforts that you win or lose. I don't know. I think it's a very interesting sport. I've watched one of the things I do for fun. You know, I'm not always researching conspiracy theories. I'm not always paying attention to the latest political dilemmas. You know, sometimes I want to just have some, you know, off time. And I'll watch some old tennis matches, particularly with Roger Federer, who was such a beautiful player. I mean, that guy, just I would rather watch him than Novak. But Novak and him playing each other, I've watched many of those games. And some of them Federer won and some of them Novak won. I don't know what their win-lose ratio is between each other. Novak might have won more, but I think particularly early, Roger Federer just destroyed everybody. He was like a phenom. And I still think he was the greatest, although Novak is technically the best. He's beaten Federer's 19 majors with now 24 on his part. It's just extraordinary. I got to clap my hands and praise them. All right. So no calls. Nobody's calling in. Well, that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. God, I wish I could be in the chat. This is very annoying. Okay, let's talk about Ukraine for a few minutes. By the way, I think just to finish off a little bit on the tennis thing, Roger Federer is Swedish, and Novak is, I believe, Slovakian. So those are kind of middle European countries, right? Western European, I guess Sweden would technically be, and Novak is more Central European. We used to have Agassi and Sampras, who were both Americans. You know, we don't have any. We don't have that right now. You know, we'd love to root for our American players. Anyway, enough of that. Let's go to Ukraine. So, what's happening in Ukraine? Do you think? Okay. What is happening? Well, Ukraine is getting their asses kicked. It is so sad. It is so sad that the only reason this war didn't end a year ago is because America in particular, but the West in general, including England and France and the European Union and all, and NATO, have been supplying Ukraine with mercenaries. Cannon fodder is another term you might want to use. And weapons and ordnance, meaning, whether it be bullets or artillery shells and every kind of other, and billions of dollars. What has America spent on Ukraine? $200 billion? What would happen if that $200 billion went to improving the infrastructure and the border security? We're so worried about Ukraine's border, but we can't protect our own. We're getting invaded. The invasion of our own southern border is going to have repercussions for decades to come. This is bad news. This is not good. We even had, what's that guy's name? The mayor of New York City, Adams, I forget his first name, going, well, we can't handle all the illegal immigrants. Well, you're a sanctuary city, dude. What about sanctuary city did you not understand when you signed up for that crap? God, these people. What the hell are we going to do with them? And I don't know. The same thing. Let's talk briefly about Grissom. This woman who is the governor of New Mexico. And like I said, when I drove through New Mexico, I said, this is crap. It was about, let me just give you a little bit of a story about my journey. So in May, I went to get the rest of my belongings out of a storage shed in Cornville, Arizona, which is in the Verde Valley. It's basically it's between Phoenix and Flagstaff, a little closer to Flagstaff. And it's up at about 3,500 feet. Phoenix is about sea level, by the way. So it's a bit of a climb there. And then Flagstaff is up much higher. Flagstaff is about 7,000 feet. They call Denver the Mile High City, but Flagstaff is almost 2,000 feet, even higher. And I hated Flagstaff. Both times when I drove through Flagstaff, they had ridiculous storms going through there. And it was like, you could barely see. It was daytime. It wasn't night or anything. But it was raining so hard. And the roads were so bad. And they had not done the infrastructure work to even paint the lines. You could hardly see where the lines on the road were, man. Thankfully, I'd lived in Flagstaff for a couple of years, and I knew the road well. And so it helped a lot, especially when I was coming back pulling a trailer full of all kinds of my stuff, and I'm getting just freaking pounded on with rain. Floodgates were opened. This was a massive it's just like up at that altitude, man, when it was – I even got hit by hail there when I was going there, when I was arriving. I actually got hit by hail there, and we're talking in May. You'd think that was too late in the year for it to be that cold. But no, the weather has its own plan. I was going, man, I'm so glad I don't live in Flagstaff anymore. And get the hell out of here. Flagstaff is not a nice – it's not a nice city to live in. Listen, I bet you all of you can relate that if you're paying rent, it's way overpriced. And I'll bet you they're jacking it up. I'll bet you many of you have just seen, oh, yeah, your rent's $100 more. And you're going like, freaking A, man, I'm barely surviving as it is. And I've got all these other freaking expenses. And now I've got a – oh, man, I'm sorry, folks. I don't like seeing this happening. There was a very interesting chart. I think it was on Rogue News. If you've never watched Rogue News, it's interesting sometimes. I like the guy, the gorilla, who does it. And smart dude, and really dials in on the economy stuff. I don't always agree with him on his evaluations, but the guy brings some facts to the table. And he put a chart on showing what has happened since the 1970s as far as the cost of rent related to people's income. And the cost of rent has just gone up, 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 up. And people's income has not kept up with inflation. So I know out there, so many are getting slammed. I'm really glad I'm not paying rent anymore. I'm really glad I'm out of that cycle, and I feel so much sympathy for people that are, because I was in that, man. When I was living in California, were you charging me another $100 a month for rent? And the neighborhood's going down. We're getting more illegal immigrants wandering about, and we're getting more gangs, and they're tagging signs. Every street sign's got this gang symbol on it, telling them, we're in control of this area. You know, I mean, that's what it is. It's like a male cat peeing on something to mark its territory. This is a nasty bit of business. It's just feeling less and less safe. And then the traffic's getting worse and worse. And then my rent's going up $100 a month. A month. $100 a month. Oh, it was $700. Now it's $800. Now it's $800. Now it's $875. Whatever. And I'm going, this is a shitty, crappy apartment in not that great a part of the town. You know? I mean, this is like a mortgage payment. And you're charging me more? That's what people are going through. And Biden comes on and says, well, the Bidenomics, and this Carrie Pierre, whatever her name is, the spokeswoman for Biden, such a joke. Oh, my man, I'll just say it again. You could not believe this if we weren't seeing it. But here it is, tyranny in our faces, man. This is tyranny in our face. They want to break down the American public, right? You guys know that. This is the straight-up deal. The plan is to destroy America, and Biden is really shown as his backside. Yeah. F you, American public. This is what they're presenting to us. And this includes most of the Republicans. They want to destroy America. It's a very sad thing. Thankfully, there's a great deal of resilience within us. And we're not done yet. We're seeing blowback. So I was talking about Grissom, the woman who is the governor of New Mexico, saying, oh, well, we're going to have a 30-day gun ban for concealed and open carry. Well, then a sheriff in one of the counties says, no, we're not enforcing that. That's against the Constitution. This is straight up anti-Constitution. It's not only against the federal constitution, but it's also against the state constitution, which also has that enshrined in their own document. And then the federal judge just said, no, you can't do that. You can't do an executive order to abrogate constitutional rights, period. And even Democrats came out against her. Ted Lieu, famously, a total left-wing lunatic, communist, evil Satan worshiper, probably. I'm just speculating, but I think that's where it really boils down to when you break it down. What's really going on in the world right now? You either love God or you love Satan. I don't know. Figure it out. Listen, I know I have family members that I know are not Satan worshipers. Because I've known them all my life, you know. Pretty much what happens when you're born and you know somebody from day one, you know who they are. But they've been hoodwinked by this democratic process. My own brother thinks Trump should be arrested and put away forever. I think Trump... we have to have him as the next president. All right. I don't see anybody else being able to navigate these deep waters we're in. He's already shown himself to be capable, and he's had this pause to really even get more educated on who is who and what is what. And again, I will tell you, I'm not saying Trump is the savior or he's Jesus or going to fix everything. No, he's got problems. He's imperfect. But I am too. I'm imperfect. I'm not that either. But as far as being president of the U.S., I can't imagine anybody else being able to navigate these deep waters. And I don't think he's going to do it perfectly. He didn't in his first term, but he sure did some good stuff in it. I mean, one of the questions I ask people that are against Trump, I said, well, what of his accomplishments do you not like? Saving the steel industry, saving the farmers, creating a peace accord between Israel and four countries, including three Muslim countries? Doesn't that deserve the Nobel Prize? Protecting our borders? You can go on and on. Deregulation, tax cuts. You can go on and on with good stuff he did. I mean, just think about our economy when Trump was president. Opening up our energy, making us an energy plus producer. Those were better economic times than we find ourselves in. And what is it that most people are going to react to? Their wallet. Your buying power. This is, I think, our best hope for our country right now is supporting Trump as our the next president. Again, I'm not saying he's perfect. I'm not saying he's some kind of saint or savior. I just think of all the options out there. I'll take him over anybody else right now. I know there's many that will say, well, he did the warp speed and got the COVID vaccine. Well, yes, if you understand, that's a whole hour-long discussion even to get started on why that happened. As best as I can figure out, what they told him they were going to deliver and what they actually delivered are two different things. Also, if you take somebody like my brother, I told you, thinks Trump should be imprisoned. He takes the vaccines. He totally believes in that. And I know for a fact he's not on the dark side. He just he believes the, you know, that. I told him, I said, look, he ain't shooting me up with that crap. And I'm not wearing a mask because it's bad for you. And he didn't really want to go deep into discussing why I said those things. That's okay. You know, that's respect. You know, it's like, yeah, and I'm not going to bug him and tell him, try to bend his ear on why I have those views. Tried that before. It doesn't work. You know, it doesn't work with people. You cannot change people. All you can do is be respectful and, you know, share your views on things, and either they're interested in, you know, finding out why, or they're not. And if they're not, all you're going to do is piss them off. I mean, that totally happened with my brother on 9/11. Say, hey, 9/11 is an inside job. He got super angry at me. No, you know, like, just, you know, okay, well, I guess that avenue is closed. Of course, we just had the anniversary of the 9/11 2001 inside job, totally. My brother can't hear that. He's a good man. He's an extraordinarily smart individual, way more successful than me. Wonderful kids, beautiful wife. After all these years, he's been so solid. Such a sweetheart, and helped me a whole bunch. How am I going to convince him that 9/11 was an inside job? Well, his ears are shut to that. He cannot listen to that because it violates the underlying paradigm that he believes in. It's just not going to work. And I can't change that. What can I do? Now, if I you know what I think happens for many people is that they'll have somebody else. Like for instance, let me put it this way. I'll bet you with so many of you, your family, they have their ideas about you that are not really going to change a lot. So for my older brother, he sees me as kind of my screw-up younger brother, which I am. I mean, that is true. No doubt about that. I did pretty well, but nowhere near as well as he did as far as just the straight-up world, you know, as far as making our way in the world. Because I just couldn't handle it, man. I just was like, no. And he was able to totally he's smarter than me in so many ways. It's ridiculous. But he can't see this, you know. And I can't reach him on this. And there's no way I can do this unless his mind is open somehow. And it's not going to be for me. And I think this is true for so many of us. With these family relationships, they're just not going to listen to you. But what can happen is people in our relationships along these lines may find that they encounter somebody that they do respect in a different way, that is kind of outside of that family relationship, and can present them with information that they'll actually hear. So there's hope. There is hope for these people. All right. Let me, I'm going to go ahead and refresh. The only thing I can do, I cannot say anything to you guys in the chat room because I am blocked. What the hell? Just for fun, I'm going to go ahead, try one more time. Oh, no. Sorry, you have been blocked. Why was I blocked? God, I don't even know. How did that happen? Trust me, I'm going to be asking our management in daylight hours. What the? how is it unblocked? Because I really do enjoy communicating with you all in the chat room. And so we'll see if we can do that. All right, let's see what we want to finish on. Well, couple of things. Of course, we had a big earthquake in Morocco, which has barely made the news, but it was apparently a pretty severe event. But Morocco, it just seems like that is not part of what the mainstream media wants to talk about. It's an earthquake. It wasn't global warming. So, you know, this is something. You know, Lahaina, yeah. That's it was global warming. That's why, you know, climate change, you know, when it was a total off, by the way, you guys, I'm pretty sure you guys all know that. What kind of weapons they used to make that happen? Was it satellite based or earth based? I don't know, but whatever they did, they freaking radiated that area. You know, you had cars melting and trees not even catching on fire. This is not a natural event. It's not a grass fire. A grass fire doesn't do that. They destroyed Lahaina, and now all the globalists are buying up that property because the residents have lost all their assets, their house, their cars, their belongings, all incinerated. How many died there? What is the official report? 115? According to many sources, it's far higher than that. And they got a lid on it. You know, how much will truth come out on that? Well, how much truth has come out on 9/11 after all these years? Will we ever know? Perhaps. I'm not ruling it out. It's possible that we'll get to the bottom of these things. I mean, I really believe in the willpower of the human race we're waking up and we're shedding off these freaking parasites that have been robbing us for so long, stealing our sweat equity, like the Federal Reserve and the private central banks. Like, yeah, you guys, you know, karma is a bitch. This is inevitable. How soon will it happen? Well, I believe it's the relationship to the collective consciousness or the morphogenetic field, however you want to describe it. But it's basically the human race going, whoa, we've been hoodwinked and we're not having it anymore. So I think that is happening. And like the Revolutionary War, they say that it was about 4-5% of people actually fought, but it was like 15-30% that people actually supported it. Those are pretty small numbers, you know. But those are the numbers that we're at right now, I think, as far as awakening consciousness. That's all it takes to turn the tables, man. And we're in it. We're in the thick of it right now. All right, so we're going to have we're almost at a show. James Schwartz will be on again soon. Barbara Jean Lindsay, I asked her to come on, and she said, oh, sure, what time? And then I haven't heard back from her. So I'll have to bug her again. I'd love her so much. You know, we'll see if it works out for her. She's a busy person. This is late night radio. I was so delighted to have Brooks Agnew on last week. And he was super sweet. I said, look, you know, it's a late night, man. I know you're getting up early. That guy works his ass off, by the way. He is an incredible person. I'm such a fan of his. He said to me after the show, I always love being on your program. And so I'll bug him again. That gave me an opening where I can say, yes, we'll have Brooks on again, because that guy is such a fountain of wisdom. So I am working on guests, and, we'll see. Thank you all the callers that called in, which were zero. Sometimes, for instance, last Sunday, I got a caller in, Joshua called in again, and he was like, I have a rule on this. If you call into my show, you cannot interrupt. Period. You've got to be civil in the conversation. You can't just bluster over me or anybody else who's talking. That's a rule. So I don't know if I'll let him on again. I might let him on again another time and make sure he understands that rule. But I'm like right on the cusp of blocking him forever. So anyway, there's the end of the show, folks. We'll see y'all next time. Good night, everybody. Love you all.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people.